Move to action item number four. We're actually going to put this before the budget workshop since we already have our actuary or our auditor here. Mike O'Brien presented earlier today as the retirement committee, and because he also has the presentation for the board, we're going to move up his presentation on the agenda item number four. So action item number four, report and possible discussion on external audit plan, John Hawes. And we'll introduce Mike O'Brien.
I'm just introducing Mike O'Brien. Mike is the audit partner with Paget Straightman & Company and is required and will come in and do some presentation on sort of the pre-audit process and things like that and talk with you all about that. Go ahead.
Thank you, John. I am Mike O'Brien with Paget Straightman. On the next page is my contact information. I do work for the board. Our firm's engaged by the board to audit the financial statements of the River Authority. And, of course, in doing that, we work closely with management. But my main purpose here today is to give you some information, make sure you know who I am, how to contact me, since I do work for the board. There are several communications we've already provided to the River Authority, our audit engagement letter and a pre-audit letter. I do appreciate any, if you have questions, any items that concern you, you don't understand in the financial reporting or just questions about the audit process, any information you get from looking at the financial statements, or you just have questions about the data, you're free to contact me. You got my email, phone number, et cetera. The deliverables that we're engaged to provide to the River Authority itself, the audited financial statements, which are prepared by management, and we do just audit the financial statements. So we'll issue an auditor's report at your January board meeting. Also associated with that, we review compliance with laws and regulations at the financial statement level. There is a number of federal and state grants that the authority participates in. There are auditing standards related to those grants, so that's a much lower level of audit than the whole overall financial statements. We do follow those standards. We'll be issuing reports on certain of the federal and state grants. And then at the end of the audit in January, we'll give you a letter that has some required communications. And I've got a whole table here I can show you so you'll know sorts of things we're going to communicate. This is kind of a little bit of a format to kind of show you the audit process. We're at the top of the page. We've done some preliminary work, meeting with management, identifying audit risk. We're trying to boil that down so that when we come back later in the year to actually do the audit, we apply our audit procedures to the most important transactions and balances. So if you have information and you want to communicate to the process, now would be a time to do that. On the next page, just to give you a little bit of information about the dates involved, I mean, this process takes a while during the year, so you can kind of understand in a calendar format the different processes. This timeline is consistent with what happened last year, which worked well, so we don't really anticipate any significant changes in the timeline, but just communicates to you what that'll be. You know, when auditors audit financial statements, we're engaged to review the financial statements and make sure that they're in conformity with all the accounting requirements. We don't report on the internal controls of the River Authority. That doesn't mean that we don't look at them. We do review some of the major internal control processes. We do some testing. If we become aware of what we call material weaknesses in the controls, we'll be required to report those to you in writing. Next page, federal and state grants. This is a whole different level of audit process. It's a much lower level than the financial statements. Not to go into it in great detail, but there's a federal set of rules we follow. At the state grant level, there's a state set of rules we follow. It actually tells us which grants to select, how the audit should be conducted, and the reporting process. So just to let you know, that will take place as well. And then the next page, sorts of things we'll be communicating to you in addition to our auditor's reports on the actual financial statements. Here's a table and a list. This will primarily come out in the January meeting. We'll actually issue a separate letter. If we were to become aware of any fraud or illegal acts during the course of the year, you know, those would be notified immediately upon occurrence, so we wouldn't wait till the end of the year. That's a real quick overview. Be happy to answer any questions, or if not, I'm available anytime. You've got my email and phone number.
Any questions for Mr. O'Brien? Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
This time we'll move on.